Irina went back to the music on her lap, but not before, oddly, she dropped her head to her right shoulder. Maggie wondered if Irina was all right. For the first time, Maggie noticed Irina's blouse was wrinkled and not tucked tightly into her miniskirt as usual. Irina took a deep breath, popped her head back up, and dove into her purpose for being there.
"I think we will do this,"
Irina flourished several pages of something with musical notes sprinkled on them. Maggie couldn't read music and was usually happy when Irina took care of all things musical, usually. "What is it?" Maggie asked, looking for some kind of title.
"It's called Manger Baby. I wrote it myself."
Irina sat back in her cream-colored chair, waiting for Maggie to bow down and worship in awe. Maggie was stunned into silence.
"Manger Baby? Oh, good grief."
"Tell me about it," Maggie said once she was able to find her vocal cords. Irina was still waiting to be fawned over, but switched gears and dove right in to share her brilliance with Pastor Maggie.
"Well, it is, of course, about the tiny poor baby Jesus. I write it from the view of the cow in the stable. Poor animal, watch the poor baby come into the world in the straw. But then, this baby gets the presents from the rich men's and the rich camels. There's a beautiful duet between cow and camel."
Irina sat back in her chair again, quite self-satisfied. Maggie kept a look of interest frozen on her face, but she had no idea what to say. Saying no to Handel was one thing. Saying no to Irina as the author of this Christmas nightmare could mean bodily harm.
"How long is it?" Maggie asked carefully. "It's 3 hours. I shortened it. It's perfect,"
Irina said, looking as though she was prepared to win the Best Musical Score Award at the Oscars.
3 hours!
Suddenly, Maggie had a thought she assumed came straight from heaven.
"Irina, this sounds wonderful, but a church service isn't time enough to enjoy it in its entirety. What if we chose a Saturday afternoon and it can be a complete concert? You will have the entire afternoon to shine and share your incredible music."
Maggie didn't feel guilty anymore when she slipped little lies into conversations with Irina. It simply had to be done.